Cayley made an excuse for leaving them as soon as their cigars were alight. He had business to attend to, as was natural. Bill would look after his friend. Bill was only too willing. He offered to beat Antony at billiards, to play him at piquet, to show him the garden by moonlight, or indeed to do anything else with him that he required. "Thank the Lord you're here," he said piously. "I couldn't have stood it alone." "Let's go outside," suggested Antony. "It's quite warm. Somewhere where we can sit down, right away from the house. I want to talk to you." "Good man. What about the bowling green?" "Oh, you were going to show me that anyhow, weren't you? Is it somewhere we can talk without being overheard?" "Rather. The ideal place, you'll see." They came out of the front door and followed the drive to the left. Coming from Waldheim, Antony had approached the house that afternoon from the other side. The way they were going now would take them out at the opposite end of the park, on the high road to Stanton, a country town some 3 miles away. They passed by a gate in a gardener's lodge, which marked the limit of what auctioneers like to call the ornamental grounds of the estate. And then the open park was before them.